Welcome back to Create Your Pathway. I'm your host, Rory. I'm here to interview real people and real jobs so you can know what they're really like. And today we got a pathway that's near and dear to my heart. It's arts, audio, visual tech, and communications. A big part of why I do is get in front of a camera like this and make videos. I really enjoy it. Arts, audio, visual tech, and communications encompasses an incredibly broad range of fields. It includes the things that you think of as the entertainment industry. And it also includes a whole lot of other things. Chances are, if you pay attention to local news in Northeast Mississippi, you already know my two guests today. Allie Martin is a journalist with WCBI. And Alyssa Martin is a news anchor with WTVA. Now, I learned a lot in my conversation with them of what actually goes into sourcing and producing and broadcasting local news stories. It's fascinating. It's also really neat because Allie and Alyssa are related. Allie is Alyssa's dad. Being in the news is in their family. It's really fun hearing them talk. They kind of have some competition between their news stations. And I learned a lot from hearing about what they love about being in the field of journalism. And again, journalism is just one subset of the kinds of careers that you might pursue in this pathway, but it's a really cool one, and it's the kind of thing that you could begin practicing right now, because if you have a smartphone, you probably have all the tools you need to get practice being a journalist. Let's turn now to hear more from Allie and from Alyssa.
Hey, Alyssa, Allie, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
It's good
to be
here.
Thank you for having us. We're excited.
Why don't we start, each of you just tell me, like, you know, the title that you used to introduce yourself. And obviously there's a lot that goes into that title that the title doesn't reveal. So maybe then you can explain what you do on a day-to-day basis.
I'll let Alyssa go first, and she's younger.
I was going to let you go first, but you're older.
All right, Alyssa, go ahead.
Okay, my name is Alyssa Martin. I'm an anchor and reporter at WTVA in Tupelo. So along with anchor reporter also comes producer. So I also produce the newscast that I anchor as well. So that's the 6:30 p.m. on ABC WTVA, and then the 9 o'clock to 10 on WLOV, which is Fox. So producing is a big part of that as well.
Yeah, so the word producer, probably people have heard that as a title, and it can mean different things. What does that mean in your context?
Everything that you see over the air, or what you see going across the air when you sit down to watch the news, putting all that together, we have to edit the video that goes on the screen. All the lower thirds you see on the bottom of the screen, we type those. Mug shots, we make those. Full screens, writing the stories and changing them up from show to show, because we do have a lot of shows and they don't want the same scripts to be running 4, 5, 6, 6:30. So we update them, work to get new information, basically put everything together that you see on TV. That's what we do. What you see on TV, you know, is like a small portion of when you see somebody in front of the camera, you know, like that. A lot of nights is the last thing I do is sit in front of a camera.
Do some places have bigger teams where those jobs are a little more segmented?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, being here at WTVA is my third TV job now. Mm. So I came from a bigger market in Huntsville.
Okay. The Rocket City.
Yeah, the Rocket City, where you literally are talking to rocket scientists. And so that was a bigger market at WTVA. If we're cutting video for a show, like if we need video of Tate Reeves' news conference that he did, we edit that. In Huntsville, or it was a little bit of a bigger market, maybe you had a little more hands on deck, we had editors who would do all of our video. And that was their job, literally to sit in an edit bay and do all the video you need for a newscast.
Yeah. Allie, what about you?
Yes, sir. So thank you for having me. I'm the bureau chief at WCBI. And that means that instead of working in our main office down in Columbus, which is 60 miles away from Tupelo, I live in Tupelo and I get to work in Tupelo. So that's really cool because I know the area. We've lived here since 1994. We moved here when Alyssa was almost 2 years old. Bureau chief sounds like a really official title, but basically I'm in charge of all the news that happens up in this area, covering all the news in this area. Kind of like Alyssa said, I make calls, I set up stories every day with input from folks down in Columbus, of course. We have a meeting every day at 9 a.m. We talk about what's going on. I send them an email the night before, kind of, you know, since I'm the only person in the Tupelo office who does news, I have to kind of work ahead. So if I try to work ahead a day or two at a time. For instance, today I've got a story at right after we do this with Mike Claiborne that we'll be shooting about Create. And so I try to set up stuff every day. It just keeps it easier. I make the phone calls. I do the editing. I do the interviews. I actually go out and do the interviews, write the story, edit it, and then I send it to Columbus. and it goes on the air in Columbus. And like Alyssa said too, social media is a big part of everything we do. Anything that has to do with the news in Tupelo, I pretty much been covering it.
So what are some of the ways that you have seen the profession of, you know, being in journalism changing, maybe even in the past 5 to 10 years?
Sure. I guess I'll answer that since I've been doing this for a while now. So when I started in TV, that was in, I actually was working at a TV station in college. I worked in the assignments desk, which meant I helped keep track of all the police scanners. That was pretty cool. There was always something going on in Dallas and Fort Worth, especially at nighttime. So we would help assign stories and stuff. Back then we had videotape. Everything was on videotape. The technology was a lot different. And it would take longer to put your stories together because you had to come back. There was no social media. Now, with the technology, even in the last 5 or 6 years, you can actually, you don't really have to even use your the camera that we have at the station. If you don't have a camera, if it's broken, you can use it. Give me my cell phone there.
You I was going to say, I've seen you film. I've seen you shoot an interview on location straight from your phone.
You can use your cell phone, and the video is as good as what you're going to get on the TV camera.
Yeah.
Which I'm an older guy. I don't understand that, but that's how it works. And we actually have an adapter that we plug in to the little input here, and it goes to our microphone. And so you not only have great video, but you want your audio to sound good too. A lot of times when people do phone interviews, if they don't have the right microphone, you hear all kinds of the stuff going on around you, and you want it to sound and look good too. So yeah, you can do everything right here on the phone and send it in from your phone. It's incredible.
Okay. I've only really been doing this for, I guess, like 6 years, but when I first started.
I taught
her
everything she knows and she still got a job.
Still got my dream job, actually. But even when I first started, which actually started at WCBI.
That's
that
right.
That's where I first started.
You're a news leader.
Yeah, but we're number one. So, you know, it's a constant fight in our house.
Uh-huh.
When I first started there, I reported. So we had photographers like that would go out with us. Like a photographer every day, he would go out with me to the story. He would basically shoot the whole thing. I would be responsible for, you know, writing, editing, interviewing, all that. Well, then when I go to Huntsville, I'm like, all right, this is a bigger market, top 80. They don't have photographers. And so it's like, wait, what? Like, I mean, just that's just an example of, you know, you can move up and go to bigger markets or different stations and whatever, but things are constantly changing and they expect you to be able to do it all, you know, I mean, which you learn in school. So that's important to be able to know how to shoot, edit, and all of that. Everyone MMJs, which is multimedia journalist, and that's what that's basically becoming, that's the new normal, you know?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So it sounds like a willingness and a readiness to basically have your hands in everything is really important to go into journalism. Maybe what does it look like? I mean, I'm interested, the path, you know, someone's listening right now, they're a student, they're like, I kind of like the idea of going into journalism. I like the idea of being a reporter or filming, capturing news stories, which anybody has the power to do now. What does the path look like to get to where you are? And was that different or similar for each of you?
So what I would encourage anyone is to, if you're interested in this, know how to spell, know how to write. Grammar is very important. Be sure that, you know, if you're putting stuff on social media, be sure that it's the truth. And I can't, that sounds like common sense, but I'm not going to post anything on social media or put a story out there unless I know that it's 100% factual, because your credibility is what you have. But to get there, what I would encourage anyone is to, if you have an interest in it, you have to be interested in current events, know what's going on in your city, in your county, in your state, in the country. There's a lot going on in the country this year. I'm sure y'all know that. We have this thing called coronavirus, COVID-19. Yeah. Also in November, there's an election coming up. Yeah. And I'm sure y'all probably have heard about that too. So know about those things. As far as the path to get there, when I, you know, I took in high school, I was on the newspaper staff. We didn't have a TV production class in high school back
Neither
in 1984.
Did we, 10 years ago.
Yeah, they didn't in Tupelo now, though. They have really nice a lot of schools have really nice equipment and stuff. Tupelo has a great setup. Hmm. But yeah, take those journalism classes in college. I was on the school newspaper. I started out in newspapers, actually, community newspaper. And I think that helped me a lot as far as being able to do interviews and getting the facts right and writing and taking photographs. Back then we would actually have to go out and take, you know, pictures and stuff ourselves.
Yeah.
But I also took journalism classes in college. And I think the most important thing, though, that helped me as far as getting into TV was getting an internship at a TV station when I was in college. Because a lot of folks who went to school with me in college, they're doing other things. But the internship, you know, you're not going to get paid for it, but you're going to actually be able to work in a TV station, and you'll be able to do as much as you want to do. And I learned a lot there. My dad was in the TV business back in the day. So she's third generation. So I kind of had an interest in it because I would hang out with him. And back then they had the big bulky cameras. If you ever saw the movie Anchorman, that was what my dad did. Yes, they had real film, and they had you talk about technology. Back then they would have to go out, film the interviews, you know, with their cameras, and then come back and process the film and edit it. It was a big, big, big thing to do back then.
Which editing meant actually clipping physical things and putting them together in new ways, like, which is pretty crazy.
I remember going to my dad's work, and they would have this little thing they would watch, and a little bitty viewfinder. They would clip it, and there was pieces of film all hanging up around them, and they would splice that all together. And, you know, it wasn't near as immediate as it is now. Now you can go with your phone and do live shots.
You do everything. You can film it, you can edit it, you can produce it, put subtitles, all that just straight from your phone.
Yes, and it looks great. People make movies on their phones.
Yeah.
Go figure.
Yeah.
But internship, I would really encourage folks to get an internship. And if your school has a production class, a video production class or newspaper, get involved in that.
Yeah. Alyssa, what about you?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The biggest thing for me was interning. You know, I have really just grown up around my dad doing TV and having a camera everywhere.
Radio.
Right. And when I was in high school, I took a print journalism class, and I was like, this is kind of boring. You know, I just wasn't very interested in print, but that was what we had. And so, you know, took it and was like, I'm not really sure, you know, I think I want to do TV because I've never really known any different, you know, and it was the only thing I could see myself being interested in and wanting to pursue as a career. So, you know, that was the only option we had in high school, though, was to take that print class. So I did that. But then by the time I got to, I believe it was my second year at community college, I was, even if it was just, you know, watching my dad for a few days out of the summer and seeing what he does and kind of the workflow and learning everything behind the scenes. So I was able to get an internship, and, you know, like he said, it's not paid, but the experience you get is the most valuable thing, because by the time I was taking my more advanced TV classes at State, I had already learned the basics. So being in school was like a reinforcement, you know. I actually got hired to get paid to do what I was doing, but get paid on the weekends when I was in college. So
you get paid for what you're doing?
Wait a minute. When I was in college, I was like, this is the best thing ever. I, you know, don't have to work for free anymore. So that part-time job on the weekends ended up leading to my full-time job after I graduated. So, but it started with that internship.
Okay. So it sounds like, you know, in terms of a pathway, everybody, you know, almost everybody has a phone these days, right? And so the very first part is like, go make something, pay attention to what's going on and make something, write something, film a news story, create your own news show. And then once you get into high school, there's a lot of high schools that have some kind of journalism or video production programs. And you definitely need to do that to get a sense for like, do I even enjoy this at all? And then it sounds like college is a pretty non-negotiable part of the process, because there you can do a deep dive and major in something like production or journalism. It sounds like you started at ICC, Alyssa, and then transitioned. Yeah. And then in college, it sounds like getting an internship is a really great way to get your feet wet even more and potentially build some connections that will allow you to get a job. What are some of the, like, maybe some of the reasons that each of you would say that you love your jobs?
Telling people stories. You know, news is, I think, not just about facts and events. It's about people. News is about people. So that's what I really love, telling people's stories. And like I say, I like to tell the positive stories of yeah. folks. There's just a lot of good news out there. And plus, you never know from day to day what you're going to be doing. And I like that. I think it would be, you know, every one of us has a different personality, and my personality is not really geared to sitting behind a desk for 8 hours at a time. And with this job, you never know what you're going to be doing. From one day, we could, you know, be covering a city council story, doing a story about the Imagine the Possibilities Career Expo, or we could be out riding with the police and on a manhunt, you know, for, I don't know, a suspect that they're, but you know, this job I've gotten to, I've been fortunate. I've got to do a lot of cool things, like jump out of airplanes and land and take off on aircraft carriers. And, you know, but that's not every day, but there are some times we get to do stuff like that. It's, it's fun.
Yeah. For me, I would say, like, my favorite part is becoming someone in the community that, you know, your neighbors and people who you don't know in Walmart who will come introduce themselves to you, becoming someone that they can trust, you know, I mean, they know every night at 6:30, I mean, unless I'm sick or on vacation, I'm going to be there, you know, every night at 9, they're going to flip their TV on and expect to see the same person. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so you kind of develop this relationship and community trust with people through that, you know, and they feel like they basically invite you into their house every night to tell them the news. And they trust you that you're going to be, one, telling them the most up-to-date, accurate stories in their community and, you know, things that are obviously factual. And so that's what I like the most about it, is becoming that person for your community. And that's why I wanted to come home so bad. You know, I always said being home and working, you know, for WTVA was like my end-all, be-all, because I wanted to be able to come back home to my community that I've grown up in and do the job that I love.
Any final words of advice or wisdom that either of you would have for students who think they might be interested in a career in journalism?
I would just encourage them to, you know, to also not just look at a career in journalism as maybe a job, but also look at it as an opportunity, like Alyssa was saying, to be involved in the community. We are part of the community. We're telling the community stories every day through people in the community. But we're also involved in the community. You know, we're involved in our church. We're involved in a lot of different charitable activities. We have Boys and Girls Club, St. Jude. Just a lot of there's a lot of neat stuff in any community. So be sure you're willing to get involved in the community, and you'll build relationships with people, and they'll trust you to tell their stories.
You know, another thing is, maybe you are seeing this and you're like, I'm just not really sure if I want to be, you know, in front of the camera, like talking in front, you know, in front of a camera or reading a teleprompter, like maybe that's not very appealing to you. Well, there are so many other opportunities, you know, in journalism. Like, we have directors who are in the back that are, you know, at our station. Some of you guys might know, some of you might not. Our cameras are robotic, so we don't have anyone on the floor. Mm-hmm. That means there's somebody in the back who is pre-coding all of those camera shots.
Right. Yeah.
They're telling camera one where to point, camera two where to point, camera three where it needs to point for every single shot.
Right.
I mean, that is a huge job, you know, to have. And there's, you know, we call them TMPs. Their job is so important because, you know, if something messes up and the camera swings, well, that means you don't have a script in front of you. So I hope you have it on your computer or your iPad. Yeah. But there's so many other aspects of it. And if being in front of the camera or, you know, anchoring or reporting might not, if you might be a little nervous about that, I mean, those aren't the only ways you can go into journalism.
Allie, Alyssa, thank you so much for spending some time and like letting us see behind the scenes of what it is like to do what you do. I really appreciate your time.
Yes. It's been fun. Thank you for having us.
If any of you guys have any questions, feel free to reach out. Email and contact information is all on our website, WTEA.com.
That's right. Remember, you're news leader.
But remember, we're number one. So.
We were Thank the first guys. Mississippi.
This is what it's
Yeah, all the time. I can see it.